Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Off and running here. Another hour on this Friday night. Joe Ranieri, certainly appreciate you hanging with us here as we're getting ready for some NBA playoff basketball and round two, game threes. And you want to talk about back against the wall. We got a couple of beauties here tonight. Adam Kaufman hanging out with us here again on the Sports Grid Network. And all right, we talked about some NHL games. Love these two games here tonight. Interested as to what we're going to get. But man, when you got a home team in Indiana down 2-0, you've got three guys healthy on the Knicks. I don't even, and they're actually handing out uniforms to anybody on the street who wants to come and play for them. Listen, the Knicks were a 6-point favorite in game one. They're a 7-point dog on the road in game three. Are you kidding me? What are we looking at here? Do they punt on this game? Is that what everyone seems to think?
Yeah, I think Knicks uniforms are actually the special giveaway when you go into the game tonight. It's not bobbleheads or or rally towels. It's an authentic jersey with your name on it, you know, to the first 500 men 18 plus who are, you know, eligible to play in this
game.
That's
right.
It's true. I mean, look, Tibbs, when everybody is healthy, runs his guys into the ground. Josh Hart has been playing nearly every single minute available. We saw him play 46 a couple games back, you know, in the last series out of 48, 53 in an overtime game, 48, which is the max in each of these first two games of this series. And you get OG Anunoby banged up in the last game, already been ruled out in this one. Jalen Brunson, who I think we all knew was going to play, but was officially questionable. Of course, he is in. And right now, so you consider, you go back to the regular season, right? And pull up the list here. Julius Randle, out. Mitchell Robinson, out, dinged up in the playoffs. Anunoby is mentioned, out. Bojan Bogdanovic is not going to play. And so that leaves you Brunson, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Precious Achiuwa is starting, Isaiah Hartenstein, Joe Ranieri, George Kurtz, Adam Kaufman. Mm-hmm. Like, that, seriously, who is Tibbs going to throw into this game? And so I would expect, you know, like, even I mean, go over on Miles McBride's 8.5 points because he's going to play. He's going to get run. I mean, Tibbs is going to go six deep in this game. Now, all of that being said, I've seen a lot of people on the Pacers. You know, it was minus, what, 5.5, 6.5 last night, yep. -7.5 just a little while ago. As it was the current line right now, seeing 7, 7.5s out there. Even still, I would take the Knicks with the points. I would. Now, that doesn't mean they're necessarily going to win. I'm not sure that I would get, you know, ballsy enough to go with them on the money line. Although, if you are, it is a hefty number. You can get them at right around plus 240, plus 250 if you think the Knicks are going to figure this out. I'm just banking on a close game and staying within that number. And so I think the number's big enough to where that's not a lot to ask. You know, the Knicks have shot the ball well enough, and Brunson has proven healthy enough after missing much of the first half in that last game and coming back and having a really electric second half. You know, I think he has shown that he's going to be good enough here in this one to at least keep this thing close. And, you know, from there, it's just a function of who does he get help from. I would expect another big game from Hart all the way around. Don't be surprised if he has a triple double. That number a couple days ago was 11-1. I got it when it was 7-1. It's probably down even a little bit now, maybe in the plus 550 or so range, but still you got to consider it because with no Anunoby, he becomes much more of a facilitator. So you might want to consider going over on his assists. You know, the rebounds are going to be there and the dude's hustling all the time. He's all energy. Dante DiVincenzo is going to be launching it from three. You could certainly justify going over, if not on his points, on his PRA, points, rebounds, assists. And just in general, points, Joe. I mean, 222 and a half is the total in this game. We saw over 230 in game one, over 250 in game two. Ride the trend, man. Just expect that we're going to see a whole lot on both sides because the Knicks are apt to keep up with you, and the Pacers, we know, go at a frantic pace.
The only problem that and I don't ever do this, which is why I'm so hesitant to lay 7.5, is for all the faults of the Knicks right now and their lack of depth, what the hell has Indiana figured out defensively? How do we trust the Indiana Pacers to all of a sudden flip a switch and they're going to lock down this Knicks starting three or big three, the Villanova three, whatever you want to call them? They have been lighting them up the first two games. It feels like, unless this is a blowout from the get-go, it feels like as the game goes longer, the better shot I think Indiana has of doing it. But it just feels to me like Knicks getting points early and maybe getting that number at a better point at some time for Indiana if the Knicks have the kind of hand, because I don't think they're rolling over. Wouldn't shock me if this thing's tied, though, going into the break either.
It's a good point. You can go with the Knicks, you know, either with the points in the first half, maybe even Knicks money line if you think they are aggressive out of the chute, and then the Pacers ultimately take control in the second half because the Knicks get fatigued from, again, being run into the ground. Personally, by the way, I get it. Hart, Brunson, DiVincenzo, the whole Villanova thing. I saw somebody tweet the other day, if the Knicks win a championship, Jay Wright should get a ring. Maybe it's because I'm a Boston guy pulling for the Celtics. Maybe it's because I'm a Syracuse guy and I'm tired of hearing about, like, no more of the Villanova thing. I don't want to hear any more of the Villanova thing. I'm good. We get it. Three of their guys, half of their rotation went to Villanova, and they're all very, even FanDuel had a Villanova boost the other day where those three guys had to combine for at least 70 points. And it hit, by the way. I played it, but can we move on? Can we move on just a little bit? That being said, I guess I am rooting for the three of them to carry the Knicks to plus 7.5 tonight. So I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth.
I agree. But the good news is, given the current state of Villanova over the last 5 years since Jay Wright left, we'll never have to talk about this ever again in the future in the NBA of three guys from Nova carrying a team in the playoffs. That will just never, ever happen again. We do have, of course, the late night game here coming up with Denver and Minnesota. There's a lot to unpack there, but just start real quick. Is this series over in four?
I don't think so. I really don't. And I'm on the Nuggets tonight. Now, I'm not so bold as to have gone with them on the money line, although I don't think it's as bold as if you went with the Knicks on the money line. But I just think, look, if the Nuggets don't win tonight, then it probably is over in four, you know, at that point in time. But I have to believe that the MVP is the MVP, that the defending champs are the defending champs. I know they are not the same team they were last year for multiple reasons. You know, Jamal Murray is banged up, can't find his shot right now. Bruce Brown, I think, was a pivotal piece for them last year that has been missing. They've been in dire need of a guy like Bruce Brown this year. But you know what? They still had a pretty damn good regular season where the number one seed in the conference came down to the final day of the regular season. So I think the Nuggets, they're awfully good, and they should win tonight. I took them at plus 4.5. I saw it's 3.5 now. I went over on Jokic's points, over 28.5. I believe those things are pretty naturally correlated, obviously, if you believe in the Nuggets tonight. And with Rudy Gobert back in the lineup, which I realize does make the Timberwolves that much better defensively, and they have been a juggernaut defensively, the fact that, you know, he comes back in and is going to be kind of roving a little bit, it puts more pressure, I think, just strategically, where the Nuggets say, You know, we may have to use Jokic less of a facilitator and more as a scorer. He is gone. I saw this. My buddy Prop Bomb put this out on his Discord earlier that 32 points minimum.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Each of the last four times that Jokic has matched up with Gobert. So this is what the Timberwolves do. They make Gobert or Jokic, rather, be a scorer when these two teams go head-to-head. I think the Nuggets are going to get it done tonight. So I am on, I guess, the dog times two with these two games.
Over-under, this was a great prop, too. Over-under, half a heating pad thrown on a ref tonight. What are you leaning one way? Don't answer that. Just think about it, and then we'll have a conversation about it. Game time decisions returns on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. Panthers and Bruins. Puck is dropped a couple of minutes into that. Still no score in that one. 5.5 was what the total was. Kind of a pick 'em price either way. We'll keep you posted on that. But we are getting ready, of course, Knicks and the Pacers. That should be also interesting. And Adam Kaufman stepping in here. Adam, you and I were just talking. We looked it up. It was kind of hard to believe. I saw this morning in a couple of spots the Denver Nuggets team total, 99.5 it was briefly this morning. Then it went up to 100.5. I think it's currently at 101.5. And when we looked here, we're going, this is, hello, what is this? But four out of the last six times they have played Minnesota, they haven't cracked 100. They can't win if they don't score 100 games here tonight, at least, correct?
It seems that way. You know, like you said, we were looking it up, and four out of the six times that these teams have matched up this year, including the regular season, the Nuggets have been held below 100 points. They went for 115 and 116 in the two wins, but again, those are regular season. Here in the playoffs, they have been, you know, very limited. Game one, it was 99, so close, and then 80 last time out when they just got absolutely trounced and waved the white flag in that one. They lost by 26, and honestly, it felt worse if you watched that game. What's the team total on the Timberwolves side of things, though, because that might be the more intriguing number here.
104.5.
See, that's the one that I would go over on, because even if the Nuggets win, and again, I think they're certainly live to do so, I would be more comfortable going over on the Timberwolves total because I think it will take a higher scoring game, like what we saw, by the way, during the regular season. I could pull up the game logs, but I want to say in each game that these teams have matched up, we saw Minnesota clear that title total. So I think that that's the more likely over here in this situation. You see Minnesota, you know, 105, 110, whatever it is. It's just a question of, all right, can the Nuggets, one, keep up, and two, can they get to 115 or so again themselves?
Yeah, and I definitely believe Denver needs to play from in front. They do not want to be down a done like they did the entire Lakers series, even this year. Like, you better get that confidence. I'm expecting hair on fire early here, so I wouldn't be opposed at Nuggets in the first half as well, because if they go in down 8 or 10 points, they can't keep playing from behind against Minnesota. That's a recipe for disaster, is it not?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd like to believe that the Nuggets are, the Nuggets are, they're not exactly what they were last year. And this is, we even saw it, in round one. I mean, they were down at the half against the Lakers in all five of those games. They came back to win in four of them. It became a sort of a pattern, a trend that we joked about, like, all right, let's bet the full half. Or the half full Lakers Nuggets, and you were getting it at like 4-1, 5-1 some places, even toward the end of the series when it became, quote unquote predictable. But that's it just goes to show that the Nuggets are a team, obviously, that could fall behind a little bit, or at least sort of evaluating things. Again, Jamal Murray, it's a big difference. We're talking about an all-star player who is one of their best players. He's not on the Jokic level, but Jokic, elevates his ceiling dramatically. He was elite throughout that playoff run last year and in the NBA finals, all of it. If he can't find his shot, and he hasn't here in this series at all, it's a totally different team, unfortunately. And so a lot of it is going to depend on how he's feeling tonight. We expect him to go, again, officially listed as questionable, but he's going to play. Season is, for all intents and purposes, on the line, because like we said earlier, if they go down, 0-3, they're out, they're done. It's, Minnesota will put that thing away. And so, use that, whatever advantage you can. They're not at home. Not that home court and the altitude and all that proved to be an advantage these first two games, but, be who you were throughout much of the regular season. Do your best with Jokic at his best. He's maybe, I'm kind of rambling here, but as I think it through, I mean, I already told you about the over 28.5 points for Jokic.
Right.
Maybe you go over on the PRA. Maybe you just assume that he is going to have one of those massive, 35 point, 18 rebound, 8 assist kind of games. Yep. And I think that number was 51.5 when I saw it earlier. So maybe just smash that.
I don't see a scenario in which he doesn't have that kind of game. Triple double, yes. Over in points, over maybe not over in rebounds so much, but maybe points and assists. He has got to be that guy. Bottom line, he's got to. They don't win if the MVP doesn't show up here tonight, bar none. And we all know that the truly greats elevate everyone else around him. If he has that kind of game, everyone else is going to elevate. Aaron Gordon and Porter Jr., all of them have got to get it going here. So we talked to you last night on In-Game Live. You were all Celtic up. And then
God,
it was
that last night already? I guess it was.
They were building a house is what they were doing with the bricks they were throwing. But opportunity to jump in here now, you think, on the road here? Because they always bounce back. We ain't getting two games like that in a row, are we?
So I already bet the Celtics -7.5 now, either way, even in Cleveland. I think it's a number that they're going to clear. In fact, on the show, the radio show that I do, we were talking last night about how if you think the Celtics are going to repeat what they just did against Miami, take game one, lose game two, win the next three, you can 120, pardon me, on that, on the Celtics to win this thing in five. So it depends on, you know, how big a believer you are, obviously. It wouldn't surprise me if this thing did go six, so I would be a little resistant to place the bet. But that being said, yeah, I absolutely think they're going to bounce back in game three. I think they have to. I think they're prideful enough. I think last night was just it was a terrible shooting night. The effort was obviously questionable. I'm not intending to make excuses. It's just we know the Celtics are a dramatically better team than the Cavaliers. And unfortunately, Boston, this core, this group, you know, and the coaches have changed over. Brad Stevens, Ime Udoka, Joe Mazzulla, your consistencies are the core of Jason Tatum, yep. Jaylen Brown, some of the others. And these guys, they're good for a no-show lay-an-egg performance.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's every series in the playoffs.
So I think you said Cleveland's got a chance. Adam Kaufman, outstanding job as always, man. Enjoy the game. Game Time Decisions returns after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. And we've got, off and running here, the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers. Pacers out in front right now, 14-6, with about 7 minutes to go. We'll have more on that game, an update with the Florida Panthers and Boston Bruins. That is coming up. But now would be a good time to hear what our good friend Davis Matic has to say. A little same game parlay tonight in the Denver Nuggets Minnesota Timberwolves game, and we've got a lot of interest in that game tonight because it's not often you find the champs on the ropes in that kind of situation, down 2-0. And by the way, if I'm not mistaken, a power play goal right now for the Florida Panthers. So we'll get you updated on that. But Davis, what do we got rolling tonight for a same game parlay?
All right, guys, we are back with another same game parlay on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Game three between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves. The Nuggets going on the road, desperately needing a win. And that's the direction we're going. We're going to start our same game parlay with the Nuggets money line. I know Anthony Edwards is Michael Jordan, greatest player in the NBA. However, Nikola Jokic, I cannot imagine this Denver team going down like this. I think even on the road, they get their first win of the series tonight. We are also going to take Jokic to record over 25 points. You could ladder that up to 30. You could take Jamal Murray over 20 points. Lots of ways to play that. I'm going with Jokic to score 25 or more. And key player here, Michael Porter Jr., I think he has got to be making three-pointers to give Jokic some space to trouble Gobert, to trouble Karl Anthony Towns and Nikhil Alexander Walker. So we are taking MPJ to make three or more three-pointers in this game. This three-leg same-game parlay gives us plus 357 odds. Nuggets money line, Jokic over 25 points, and Michael Porter Jr. to make three or more threes. Good luck tonight, everybody.
All right, good stuff there, Davis. We certainly appreciate it. Off and running in the playoffs here is what we've got as the Pacers trying to maintain a pretty good lead right now, 14-8, with about 6.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Looks pretty much like what we saw in the first couple of games in New York. Pacers getting out and running. The Knicks doing exactly the same. Couple more shots have fallen for the Pacers. and in the NHL right now. We knew this was going to be a hard-hitting series, and these are two teams that don't like one another, with the Panthers eliminating the number one seed Bruins a year ago in seven games. Then, of course, making it all the way to the finals only to lose to Vegas. But you know, this is going to be one of those series where a lot of guys are going to spend some time in the box. And we got one of those right here as Boston gave the Panthers a power play opportunity here in about the first 6 minutes of the game. And they capitalized on a great goal by Rodriguez there. So 1-0 right now in the first. We got about 10 minutes to go in here. So much for the under 1.5 goals there. I thought maybe we'd get a little less scoring in this game. But a early goal now, 11 minutes to go, in fact, in the first period. We'll see if the defenses can buckle down. Don't forget, we got another game coming up a little bit later here tonight, an all-important game two, in which I cannot wait to see how the Edmonton Oilers bounce back after that debacle of a loss on the road in Vancouver and blowing a 3-goal lead, and not to lose in overtime, but they lost in regulation, which is even more embarrassing. What will it all mean? I can't wait to see how Edmonton, if Edmonton, can bounce back here tonight. That game is coming up after the Bruins and the Panthers. And of course, we've got the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, the champs on the rope, but an opportunity here. One win, and that's all it is. One win by Denver tonight, and this is an entirely different series. And I say this because if you think the Denver Nuggets are far from done, and that plus 440 right now is looking pretty good in the series, because I promise you they win tonight, you'll be waking up tomorrow and that will not be available here. And why not? You're the champs until somebody beats you. I don't think it can get any worse for them, but I do think we haven't seen their best basketball yet either. And let's face it, Minnesota has not been here and done this before. They're a very talented team. Not taking anything away from the T-Wolves here. But yeah, let's be realistic. Beating Phoenix here and a couple of good games on a road in Denver is great. But do you have enough to close it out? We'll see. We got more on it coming up next here in Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we've got one goal on the board right now in Florida and Boston. And hopefully there's no more in the first period since we are on the under a goal and a half here. But Dave Sharapan knows all about the unders in the first period here. The question is that where he's looking in this game, or full game under, Sharapan? Because two schools of thought here. Are we going to get more of the same in game one and two, or are we finally going to get some sound defense, good goaltending, and next goal wins kind of situation?
Hello, Joe. First of all, good to see you.
Hello.
Second of all, I think it's more a defensive game tonight. And yeah. You know, I couldn't come on in anything Florida today because I didn't want to get my co-host
get killed.
My name versus the book upset, you know, but it was Florida for me before the game. It's still Florida now. I just think that they got so right in that second game, and now they scored first.
Yep.
If they get another goal
back to old tricks.
I think it's I don't want to say it's a wrap. Nothing is a wrap. We've seen that these NHL playoffs, there's nothing that is get a couple goal lead and protect it. I mean, Dallas made it crazy last night. They had multiple goal lead and it felt like Colorado was coming back. Tonight's game, you know, what we saw in Vancouver in game one was crazy. And but you want to talk about a team that I think protects the lead the most in the NHL right now, it's Florida. So, yeah, you got your one goal in the first. You're going to sweat this all the way to the end. I think the only way you get beat right now is a bad bounce, you know, tipped puck or a power play chance. I think you should be safe.
Right.
It'll be looking to play this in-game under, you know, when I'm on with Dane the rest of the next 2 hours. We'll be talking about that while he's locked in on the Knicks. I mean, he's all about the Knicks right now, Joe. The New York, the Rangers, the Knicks.
Yes.
Everybody's talking about everything New York except the Mets. There's just one team they're just not really talking about is Tchaikovsky's Mets.
Because they suck. But it's good to get to see Dane again here on the network. And he picked maybe the worst time in the world to look at a Knick game and try to root them home because 22-12, 22-14 now, they are in trouble. But I hope folks were looking towards the under in this game, too, because this is at least the Knicks team total under. It's in game 212.5 now, Des. That's almost a 10-point drop from the close with 2 minutes to go here. I wasn't expecting a big guy. I know everyone loved the Pacers team total. I get it. But quite honestly, if the Knicks are only going to score 85 points, what are the Pacers emptying the gas tank to score 120, right? That would have been my biggest fear.
100%. A blowout is what gets you in this one, right? This one has to be close, like the first two games were, to get the total over. Yep. So it's not always that easy, but it's a math problem. One less guy for the Knicks. They got no bench. They've been running all their starters a lot of minutes anyway. This one gets out of hand early, you know, late third quarter, early fourth. It's like, all right, boys, we'll chalk this one up to not having enough guys. And it's a blowout, but a blowout doesn't get the full game total over. So, everything's been rosy in New York all week. I mean, all week long. Every night, Madison Square Garden has been rocking. And then the Rangers take the show on the road and win in Carolina last night. The Knicks, this would be the biggest surprise of the night if the Knicks can win this game today. This will be – I felt strong about a lot of things, just winning and losing, but the Pacers are winning this basketball game today.
I'd be hard. I can't find anybody that would not agree with you. I haven't seen anybody. I thought, if anything, we'd get Knicks first half. If it was going to be close, they would eventually run out of steam. So maybe that wasn't a bad look here. But they've got it within four, so they're certainly not going anywhere anytime soon, which is kind of what we thought. The Knicks are going to be feisty early. The question is, can they sustain it on the road with all these guys playing 50 minutes? DiVincenzo, 8 points right now. Coach came on here earlier, Dave, and given out Precious Achiuwa double-double props. And right now, 3 points and four boards. I never thought I'd see it. But he's out here giving out Precious Achiuwa double-double props here. Halliburton already got 10 points, two boards and two assists. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting. Maybe we should jump in on the 212 over while we can get it here, because if the Knicks are going to keep this, and when I say relative, less than double digits, Dave, anything less than 10 points?
Right, than 10. The spread closed 7, 7.5. Within that spread, I told Poor earlier today, he said, well, what does this finish? I said, the Pacers win by probably 6, 7, 8, or 9, right? If it's more than 10, we ain't going to worry about it because the total's not going over. So it has to stay within that single-digit margin, I think, to keep the game, under. If the Knicks are able to somehow, on adrenaline, keep this close, get to halftime and within distance. And when you saw that game two reversed completely in the second half, you know, the Pacers were up 10 and the Knicks came back and won. Just at some point, it's going to catch up to them. And the game that it does probably was going to be tonight. So, I don't know. We'll try to keep Dane as focused as possible. But he's going to be out of control, like all the Knicks fans are, if the Knicks are still in this into the second half.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Less than double digits, and the Knicks fans will always say there's a chance. I'll tell you this, though. One thing that's not working in the favor of those who might have thought an over, not a lot of free throws in the first quarter. First quarter is over, 28-20 Pacers, but not a whole lot of free shots there at the charity line here, which a lot of people were going to be very interested in seeing here, Dave, after, you know, Rick Carlisle sent a stern letter to the NBA pointing out, what, 70 different some odd calls that they didn't get that the Knicks committed.
35K.
Well, about
cost
left,
him 35K, not, Joe.
I'm telling you, crazy. And he'll gladly pay it. Gladly.
Well, if he gets a few more calls tonight, right? I guess it's 35K for a win.
Well spent.
You know.
Well spent. That's it.
Pay it. It's very, you know, well spent. Here you go. Pay it. I've seen worse. Uh-huh. I've seen worse 35K investments. So I don't know. Yep. We'll see.
But it'll keep it under if they're not at the free throw line. You know, if we're not getting 45 shots at the free throw line, this could be less free points means maybe a little bit of a lower scoring game. But 3 of 4 for the Knicks, 1 of 2 for the Pacers in this one.
Right.
Interesting game coming up after this one. Talk about backs against the wall.
Monster.
On the road. Oh, my God. Goodness, are the Denver Nuggets up against it here? And
big time.
They're getting all the money. They're getting all the money here. I'm seeing 3.5s now popping up. So this was 4.5, and now I'm seeing 3.5s. And I doubt very much the public is betting the Denver Nuggets here, or are they?
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee, only at McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Dave?
I tell you what, I've heard it all so far today, and
it's crazy.
I feel like if I was to take Denver, it would be on the money line. They're going to win this game, or the series is over. I don't think four is enough to go, oh yeah, let me just jump in on this.
Yep.
And I think at some point during the game, I'll be able to take way more than two.
We'll talk about it when we get back. Game time decisions here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in game time decisions here on the Sports Grid Network on this Friday. Coming up top of the hour, of course, in game live prime time. Dane Martinez will be there. Dave Sharapan will be there, but not before he hangs with us here until that time. And Sharapan, we've got a whole lot of bodies flying all over the place in this Bruins Panthers game.
Yeah.
The hits are just out of control. And is it me? It just feels like the Panthers are a little bit faster, a little bit, they're kind of first to the, right? Just a little bit here. Not surprising that they're out shooting them, right? 10 to 4, I think, is what we're seeing.
Yep.
But it feels like, again, another one of these games where the Panthers are going to hang out all day in the Bruins' end, and the Bruins are waiting for a mistake by Bobrovsky, and that's their plan.
They're waiting for a mistake by Bobrovsky, but they're also – the Panthers are dictating the play. The Bruins are on their heels. Yes. The Bruins just took a penalty. This is really big part of the first period. If the Panthers score here, like I said, not saying it's done, but multiple goal lead is not what the Bruins want. I mean, and at home, you come out at the beginning with all the momentum until the other team scores, which the Panthers did early. So, yeah, this one's taken you're right. It's so physical. The Eastern Conference games have been so
crazy.
Physical. The Rangers and Carolina. Carolina's just been on the wrong end of a couple overtime games, one goal games, and they've been beating the crap out of each other. This one ended game two with Boston trying to send a message. We'll see you in Boston. And the Panthers were right there and answered it all. And now I feel like they're playing exactly the way they want to. It's not the Bruins game right now. It's just not. You can see it. The Bruins have to kill this penalty off, ideally tie this game up before the period. If they don't, a 1-0 deficit's not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not. But hopefully we get no more goals and the under 1.5 will hit here. Interesting games tonight, too, Dave. We mentioned it. Denver and Minnesota coming up here right after the Knicks, who, by the way, have it within a couple here now, 33-28. 9.5 to go in the first half here. But what do you do? Like you said, money line for me, if I'm on Denver, I'm taking a money line. I'm also taking Denver first half, first quarter. They will not win this game if they are trailing again at the break and have to play catch up the whole time against this minute. At some point, they need to impose their will, if at all possible. And the Joker has got to have one of those games. But he's got to do it early, because the more confidence you give Minnesota, the worse it's going to get here. I think they need to punch first tonight.
I think you're right, but we didn't see it during the Lakers series. We haven't seen it yet in the either game here. You're going to talk about punched in the face. It would have been a throw in the towel, first round knockout like Mike Tyson the first two games, the way Minnesota started. So now, on the road, let's just play our game. Let's just relax and see if you have the same situation that you had yesterday with a veteran team in Dallas kind of hitting back a little bit at OKC. The young team, upstart, everyone's talking about them. I mean, the T-Wolves are the second choice to win the NBA championship right now. Dallas is third, by the way. That was a big movement in those NBA championship odds. So I think you're right. Can you actually push the button on an app and say Denver first quarter or Denver first half? Can you get to the window and say, yeah, give me the Nuggets, money line. They'll be leading in first half. That's a tough bet, Joe. That's not an easy one based on what we've seen up to this point.
But I'll tell you what, if it hits – I'm getting Minnesota at a much better price than 4.5.
Yeah.
And so the only opportunity for me for a middle is going to be if that scenario runs out here.
Correct.
Where you can get Denver, take the points now, and then if they can come out swinging and have a lead, then you're in all likelihood going to be able to come back with Minnesota if that's the side that you think here. But I'm kind of with you. I think 2-1 changed it. If I'm not mistaken, they did this same thing with Phoenix, didn't they? They won a couple in Phoenix, came back at home in game three, and Phoenix kind of lit them up a little bit there. And the team total is 100, Dave. Denver, 100. How is Denver winning a game if they don't score over 100 points?
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. This has to look different than any of the games have.
Yep.
The adjustments have to be made. The one thing that scares me about all of that is that how do you make Minnesota's defense worse? Like, how do you exploit them? They play such good team defense, and they have the rim protectors. They have everything right now, and they're healthy. They got Ant, you know, when they needed scoring. They got Conley, that calming influence. I'm really falling in love with this Minnesota team. Just telling you.
Love it. Well, the way you do it is you get the MVP to have one of
his guys, the ball.
And then he elevates everyone.
He's
the guy. He is the guy. And I asked Matty a little earlier here today, what is the prop for you, over or under half a heating pad thrown at a ref tonight? Looking at Jamal Murray under? I heard they banned all heating pads now in the arena tonight there. So no more heating pads. Yeah. So it might be an ice pack or whatever he can grab if it's not going well for the Denver Nuggets and the champs here tonight. But I do think those two, more than anything, rub some ice on it, get your heating pad on it, Murray, and the dynamic duo needs to get it done and done often. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say we're going to get from Edmonton here tonight, who, quite honestly, that might have been the most embarrassing loss I've seen in a long time. And not only that, you didn't lose it in overtime. You lost the three goals.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Lead in regulation, this is awful. I can't wait to hear what you got to say about that. We'll do it. Game Time Decisions continues next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in here as we look to close out Game Time Decisions here on a Friday. Joe Ranieri alongside Dave Sharapan. I believe, Dave, we have completed the first period in all-important Game 3 here. 1-0 Panthers on top of the Bruins. The under 1.5 hits for the first period, so good way to start the night. Also, the Knicks will not go away, exactly what Knick fans wanted to see. 43-38 right now, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half there. But I am dying to hear what you think we're going to get from Edmonton here tonight. Questions on Draisaitl's health? They absolutely threw up all over themselves. But in the process, Dave, you got the Canucks believing, and they have no reason not to. They beat you, what, 5 times already this year? I mean, what gives here?
The odds makers, too, are so stubborn. Just will not make Vancouver favored. So,
nope.
Edmonton's favored again. Right, on the road. This is another game where here's the two schools of thought. Vancouver somehow came back and won that game late. And what happens? It's the same thing that happened last night in Dallas. The favorite wins game two. There's no comeback. It's glorious they put them away. Or Vancouver's just is the right matchup with Edmonton, and Vancouver is the right side. I think the game style is over again. I just think this is the way Edmonton's going to play. They have to score goals because they give them up. Skinner hasn't made those big saves where he wins them a game. I think tonight, if Vancouver wins, it's a way under game. It looks more like the Vancouver games against Nashville did. But I don't want to say the season's on the line because they're on the road and the way to, you know, things mapped out. Edmonton's supposed to lose this game, but I have a funny feeling that Edmonton gets this one and we go back to Edmonton tied 1-1. That's the way I'm leaning. I really like the over again. That's my, I think, my favorite play in the game. So a lot of question marks in goal, and that doesn't go away.
Gotta be
either.
Gotta be over.
Gotta be over.
Is Draisaitl playing? Surprised. Have we heard anything updated with him?
No, have not. I got a guy waiting to hear myself about that. A lot of books put up six today in this game.
Yeah.
Six over minus a quarter. There's some 6.5s under. I like 6.5 is the better number. And, you know, if we were in the book, I'd say let them bet under. Go ahead. Put 6.5. If they're going to bet under six, good luck. I don't want to push. Speaking of pushes, Joe, you know who's starting tomorrow in Pittsburgh, right? Like this push with
it.
Paul Gaines. Have you heard? The mustache, the K prop, all this other stuff. I got baseball on my mind. That's why I'm wearing the Cincinnati stuff tonight. I got the Cincinnati City Connect uni on tonight. Who in the hell wants Cincinnati tonight? Every book in the world.
I think you have a higher batting average than they do.
Serious. And I can't hit a curveball no more. I can't do it.
Yeah, they're awful.
They're terrible. 8-game losing streak for the Reds. And they're playing San Francisco tonight. But San Francisco's 3-7 in their last 10. They got Lucas on the hill today, or Logan Webb on the hill today. So that's why they're favored. But you want to talk about a live dog tonight. I mean, I know you don't usually bet on a team when they lose 8 in a row. But from being in the book for all these years, this is that late game. If people need a late game, keep an eye on the Reds.
Now, what are you – a lot of people fading your boy, Skeens, tomorrow. At least on the K-prop, thinking that maybe what worked in A-ball is not going to work in the bigs here. This ain't
LSU. It was Triple-A.
Sharapant, I'm just
saying. It was Triple-A. Indianapolis is Triple-A. But how many innings is he going to pitch? They never let him throw more than 3 2/3. If he goes four innings, that's 12 outs. It's the major leagues, Joe. He's not showing up and striking out 9 Cubs in 4 innings. It's just a number. I get it. A lot of unders. I think I'm gonna get dressed in a full Pirate uniform tomorrow, head to toe, and I'm gonna get a mustache.
You have to
just to watch the game.
You have to. Yes.
Have to.
Yes. Watch him get dressed up so when he gives up 8 runs in the first 2 innings, you can burn it and never wear it ever again. There, Dave Sharapan coming up. Top
See
of the
you,
hour
Joe.
With the return of Dane Martinez. Enjoy the night, Dave. I appreciate it. Cash those tickets, and that'll do it for us. In-game live primetime is coming up next. We'll see you again tomorrow for another edition of Game Time Decisions. Good luck.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.